We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Hey, my warm little dum-dums. Ahoy, hoy.
You're not wrong.
Barbecue babies.
Ooh, barbecue baby.
Cooking out there. Another hot one. It's a hot one. Like 7 inches on a midday sun. You were right about yesterday. I didn't send it to you. You called it. We were going to break the record. We did break the record yesterday.
Yeah, you could just tell. It was one of those. It was like 95.
You were saying we're going to break the record. And then Pete Hall.
Breaking news.
Hey-o. Pete Hall, the hammer, posted up. we broke the record yesterday.
Tippy top.
Pete Hall. And I'm thinking about making my own prediction today.
Even higher?
I think we surpass 100 degrees today.
Whoa, you think so?
They're predicting 99.
Oh, man.
So if they predicted lower than it was yesterday, I bet we get over 100 degrees today.
Oh. Yeah. That doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, it does not sound enjoyable whatsoever.
Nope.
Thinking about all y'all that got to work out of doors in this, please be checking on your neighbors, your elderly neighbors, maybe your disabled neighbers, your pets. Jimmy's calling 102 today.
Someone get out there and crank open a fire hose or a fire hydrant.
One of those dance
around
in it.
Old school style, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they just have that little, like, big pile of water flying out of
it.
To keep
those
the kids
fun.
Cool.
Take Cody to a splash pad today.
No, oh, you gotta.
Dude, today would be a bomb day for Enchanted Forest, right?
Oh, man.
Right?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna be busy.
I feel like I never would get out of that lazy river.
Just float around
you're
in
just
it.
In the water all day. You just submerge yourself whenever need be.
That don't sound so bad. I'm gonna even get in the pool today. I rarely get in the pool, but gonna be a hot one. And then finally it breaks, man. Thankfully. I don't know what the storms come through tomorrow or whatever, but plan for it today. Hydrate.
Don't even worry about what it says tomorrow.
Why?
It's supposed to. Remember we saw it just was like purple?
Yeah.
On there for tomorrow?
It's hard. It's hard for me to trust radar like 24 hours out.
Yeah.
Because it changes so often.
But that did not look promising.
It did not look good, bud.
No.
It did not look good, so.
Nah.
Storms coming through tomorrow. Deb says City of Fulton's doing two of those days. What? Those like splash pad water fire hose days?
Oh, where they go and get a fire truck and
that counts as our bath.
That's it. It's water.
That's our City of Fulton.
That's water.
That's our
where else you think I'm gonna get a shower from water right there? Gonna go to my house instead. I go to it.
I would never put someone's footage on the internet without their consent, but if I could show you my dash cam footage yesterday of me driving through the City of Fulton and a woman in a motorized scooter,
okay.
Not one with the handlebars, it was one, not even a scooter, it was a motorized wheelchair.
Okay.
So she was leaned way back.
Yep. Lean back.
Very minimal back. Clothing on.
Hell yeah.
Ripping right up the middle of the road.
Got
and
that.
We all had to just kind of go around her.
Blasting out a nip or two.
Dude, the shorts were short. The shirt was way too small.
You're damn right.
I'm not here to assume if she needed the wheelchair or not. Let's just assume that she does, but she there's also probably a chance she didn't.
She needed to present herself
and
to all of you.
And she was just riding up, straight up the center of the road.
How else is she going to find a scooter?
Because I saw a bunch of cars just going like over the center lane, and I go, what is there a trash can in the road? No.
No.
Nah.
Is there a dog in the road?
Nah. Wasn't even a rascal. It was a full-on motorized wheelchair. She's leaned back.
Is that a sheep? They need to be sheared?
That's true. She's peacocking. She's driving around.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, fellas!
How else is she going to present herself straight down the middle of the road, 3 miles an hour?
Here it is, bud.
Big old Fulton
right bush. Right outside of Chubby's. It was right outside of Chubby's.
Well, it was inside of Chubby's, outside of Chubby's, around Chubby's.
A lot of Chubby's, yeah. But that's our Times Square, essentially, right there.
You're damn right. Yeah.
Broadway and what is that, West First? Corey, that's our Times Square. She knew what she was doing. Yeah. You just go right past Chubby's.
Because then, honestly.
Come up to the AutoZone right there by the bridge.
You're a cop. I go the other way.
You're like, oh, yeah. You're I'm not getting involved.
No, please.
I would imagine city of.
Hopefully this takes care of itself.
I would imagine the city of Fulton police often have to say, I'm not getting involved in this.
Or just. Patty, you know you can't be in the middle of the road.
You gotta get on the sidewalk, Patty.
They just do those that noise on the.
Get up on the sidewalk,
Patty.
My nanny lived in those apartments for like a year or two, and she hated it.
Yeah,
nothing against the apartment. She just did not like that activity.
Yes,
my nanny does not like all the activity that happens right there.
No.
And she lived in those, what do they call, like the wheel something apartments right down the water.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but yeah.
And she lived there.
Other than watching the boat.
And there was a lot of peacocking going around.
Oh, yeah.
So good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. Hopefully you guys get tomorrow off. That'd be nice. Okay. All right. What? Top text. Oswego County Fair last night. This is our blind kitten. Well, your kitten is adorable, sir, and he's standing right in front of the K-Rock logo.
Love it.
We got the Oswego County Fair going on. I'll tell you right now.
Cat's like, what?
Why am I at a fair?
What's going on?
Why am I at a fair right now?
That's a lot of smells.
Yeah, it's not going to know what's going on.
That's cool.
So happy Thursday. Tonight we'll do a Cocoa Puffs. Hello. 7 o'clock.
Hello. The Cocoa Puffs.
Lots of stuff to get to tonight. The Mills is what they're called. Thank you, buddy. Yeah, Nanny lived in the Mills, and it was just too much. It is. It's our Fulton Times Square. Our Fulton Times Square.
You got to the comings and goings.
Yeah, a lot going on right there. Yep. A lot going on.
Can he get around to that ball?
This was awesome.
Back, Monday night in the round of 16.
Unreal.
Despite being down a man for half an hour, has beaten Bosnia and Herzegovina and has moved on to the next round.
Herzegovina. Go home.
You're not going to be in the next round.
Herzegovina. Go pack your bags because you're out of the World Cup. Congratulations, U.S. last night. I was asleep by like 9:15, so I didn't catch a lot of action. I put it on my phone and tried to have it on, but I went to bed.
No, it was really good despite the refs. Anything the U.S. did, they would be angry about it.
Who got the red card, you said?
That our best guy there, the Bologna guy there.
Bologna?
And what sucks most about that is he's our best guy, most goals, and the worst red card I've ever seen in my entire life. Now he can't play the next game against Belgium.
What did they claim he did? Like a slide tackle thing?
No. I'll have to send you the clip.
I'll have to look
like
it up.
He literally, the ball was coming and going, and he just kind of bodied a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to explain it because
I'll watch it.
The worst red card I have ever seen. And what's funny is that it was reviewed. It wasn't even initially given a yellow. The guy looked at it and was like, red card!
And you said they can't appeal this kind of stuff?
No.
That sucks.
Because that's terrible. It was a terrible, terrible call.
So who will U.S. play next? Belgium on Monday.
Yep.
8 o'clock on Monday.
Yep, that's going to be a good game.
Belgium is really good?
They're really good. It was crazy. I had turned it for a minute because I was like, this is over. Senegal was beating them 2-0. I don't even know how much time was left in the second. It was about to be over, and then I came back, and it was 2-2.
Yeah, final 3-2. Belgium beat Senegal.
And then, they scored in one of the extras. I'm like, what?
All right.
It's
World Cup action, baby. It's World Cup action.
No, it's unreal. It's so cool. It's just a lot of fun watching the crowd, the games. What's today?
We've got one of our games we'll play. Today we've got Spain, Austria at 3. Portugal, Croatia at 7.
That's going to be so good.
And then the 11
good.
O'clock game, Switzerland, Algeria.
Okay. All right. All three of those are going to be good. Okay. But that second one should be real good. That's got Ronaldo.
Oh, okay.
Portugal is Ronaldo.
All right. A lot of action. A lot of
hot foot action.
Foot action. Why would you need 100-hour deodorant?
That's
a week.
I'm going to say that's...
You're not going to shower this Carpe commercial on TV.
No,
good morning.
That's going to give people the wrong idea, man.
100-hour protection. Don't promote that.
Oh.
People are going to take that for real.
Oh. It's like, because I'm sure there's something about it that's awesome, and it's not exactly
days.
What it means.
Yeah, four business days.
Oh.
I put it on.
I got the carp deodorant.
I got 2 days ago. My carp's halfway done.
I'm good. My carp is only 2 days in.
I got vanilla lavender under one armpit and coconut mango under my other armpit.
Dear carp deodorant.
Do you have an armpit that smells more than the other?
I have one that smells?
Gets wetter than the other?
No.
My right one sweats more than the left?
No, but I blame you for this new ad that's been popping up on my Instagram.
Uh-oh.
Where it's a lady blow drying her armpits.
Hell yeah.
Like, I know that's probably your direct search history.
Hell yeah.
But it's a device that's for sale that does what you do.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know, Cody does not wear deodorant. He doesn't smell. He really doesn't. It's a freaking nature thing. But he will go and air dry his pits.
Oh, it's the best. In the bathroom?
In the bathroom.
Oh, man.
Because he likes to cool off his pits or dry the shirt out.
Yeah, it'll dry your shirt completely off. Because the move is that you go like this.
Yeah, that's what she was doing.
See here where your armpits would be if you could see on the camera. So then you take your hand and then you just, whee, and then you're good and it's dry and you're perfectly fine.
Yeah, even on days like today and yesterday.
It'll work, but it doesn't last long.
Do you excessively sweat, do you think?
Oh, man, I think that might be why I don't get smelly. Well, I mean, I'll smell like sweat, don't get me wrong, but I think it's just because I sweat so much that there's no chance for anything to...
Cody, smell like cigarettes.
He'll smell like cigarettes.
No, as always, please remind you to wash your ass. As
yes,
I
please.
Was in a waiting room yesterday at my doctor's office with...
Yeah.
Let's just say it was pungent. It was pungent, okay?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, but this I don't want to bring it up because I want this ad to go away from my algorithm.
Nope, too late. Oh, no, now that you've said it
but
four times.
But it's specifically a pit dryer. And she has, it looks like a wand, and she puts it up her shirt. If anybody knows what the product is, please send it to Cody. I don't want to bring it up on my devices. But it's like she puts it up her shirt, and she's just drying off her pits.
I like that.
Dear Carpe Deodorant.
Nice.
I was fired from my job because you said you had 100 hours of protection. And on day three, apparently my coworkers disagreed.
They said, and I quote, he smelled like ass.
Uh-huh.
I don't smell like ass.
I'll be suing you for $1.4 million.
Denied.
Florida woman is facing felony charges, Cody. Because she got busted with cocaine. But here's the thing.
What do we do with cocaine drugs?
It wasn't her cocaine. The baggie of cocaine that was in her butthole? That wasn't hers.
I didn't get in there.
That wasn't hers.
I didn't even get in there.
A Florida woman is facing felony charges after a bag of cocaine fell out of her buttocks.
Was she sleeping?
No, she claims it.
And someone ran
she
up there.
She claims
and went,
it was a sexual thing. She claims that her and her partner were doing some kind of activity with it.
They put cocaine up her butt.
I don't know.
So you boof. It. So
she
you
was
get-
pulled over at 6:40 in the morning, which is way too early to be doing cocaine, or actually pretty
or you're
late.
Wrapping it up.
Yeah, or you're wrapping it up.
I mean, once the cocaine's in your butt, I think you're wrapping it up.
Once that's happened, that's the end of the night? Okay.
Or all.
I usually start my day with a bag of cocaine.
Maybe it's the start if you're boofing
my
coke.
My day usually starts with a baggie of cocaine up there.
Yep.
Officers detected marijuana and described her as slow and lethargic. She resisted deputies before being transported to jail. I'll never understand this about criminals. If you know you've got drugs on you.
Yeah.
Just be cool and maybe you'll get out of this.
Well, if you're going to jail, I think they
No, but she had to go to jail because she caused a scene. You get pulled over.
Yeah.
And they smell weed.
Sorry.
They don't know there's cocaine up your
right?
butt.
Right, just stop being a...
You gotta be crazy.
Don't be
now
a nut job. Yep,
now you're gonna elevate the situation.
Yep, but just, no, once you're in the car...
Oh, I'm sorry, officer. This is my husband's car. He must have smoked cannabis in it.
Crazy.
May I please carry on my way to church?
I'm going to our Lord and Savior's house. Jesus, you know him?
Sir, it is 6:40 in the morning. I've got to get to my soup kitchen. Is that all? Thank you, officer.
Thank you. The unhoused are ready for Cheerios.
No, you got to cause a scene. Now you get taken to a jail. They scan you with an x-ray.
Now they see you got...
Saw something in her lower region.
You got things in your butt.
A baggie containing 3.8 grams of cocaine fell out of her buttocks. She claimed her partner had placed it there during an intimate encounter. She was charged, posted bond. She got out. She's released, waiting trial. But Are you looking up how much that is? How much is that? I can't envision it.
Like, see these two baggies there, the one on the left. So like a little ball.
That's good for you, bud.
She got like a little, like, I don't even, like, little grape.
Yeah. Bud sounds like a dream woman. Yeah, Bud put a ring on her right there.
But, I mean, yeah, that's... Yeah.
Can I...
Don't...
Officer, please, I am just getting to Bible study. I don't know why this needs to be
a situation, sir. Do you have a favorite
Can Psalm? I please talk to you about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
Want
to
sing a hymn with me?
No. Instead, you're going to resist and cause a scene.
He cometh from on high.
Officer, bring it in. Bring it in, please.
Hold my hand.
Hold Let us pray. You got to check my brain, I'll tell you what. It is not. My brain is jello today because it's been a busy week. It's been a busy week. I can't think of names.
The heat just melts thoughts.
Well, and we've been putting out a lot of videos this week. Thank you. Everybody go to our Facebook pages. We did a country propane video, by the way. Shout out. I'm going to give all the plugs right here.
All right. Yep.
Yep.
Speaking of plugs.
We filmed a country propane video Monday and Tuesday this week. It was a two-parter. Because right now, if you go to Country Propane and fill two barbecue tanks, you can do it for $17.76. America. God
That's
bless
the best
America.
Damn price I ever
Shout
seen.
Out Country Propane for having us do a video for them this week. So that was Monday and Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, we shot another splash video.
Mm-hmm.
In the pool.
We had some ideas all ready to roll.
Posted that last night. So we did that video on Tuesday, yesterday. Busy, busy day for your baby boy. I was here, then I had two doctor's appointments, and then I had a dinner with family, then we had a Whiskey Wednesday show last night, so my brain is all just drained from this week.
Couple hours. Just got a couple hours.
But, shout out Splash Car Wash. If you go and sign up for Splash Max Pass right now, you could win a $100 gift card to get gas, and they're giving away a year of free gas.
Yeah, it's like a lot of gas.
$5,200 worth of gas, so...
I like that all at once, please.
All the information. I'll take it all, thank you.
Right
no,
now.
No, just fill up the tanker, please.
All right now. Brings my own tanker.
And I had to... I kind of did a solid for Splash because we were on the call with them.
Mm.
And they're like, we're going to give away a year's worth of gas. And I go, well, how much? And she's like, we're going to get like a year's worth. And I go, did. You're going to have somebody that wins this.
Yeah.
And they're going to be filling up every family member's vehicle they ever had.
Yep.
So when you say a year's worth of gas, I am telling you, as someone who's been in radio 20 years,
yep.
The person who wins that is going to try to work a scam.
Yeah.
They put a limit on it.
They will figure out a way to make it. So
they're like, oh, I guess we hadn't thought of that. Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. I've been giving out prizes for a long time.
Yeah.
There's always someone trying to work an angle on you.
Well, is there just a card I swipe every single time that I do it 30 times a day?
Oh, they'll be letting people, like, somebody would have won that. They'll be letting people through. Like, come here, I got free gas for a year. Yep. Thanks to Splash. Go ahead, fill up.
Fill her up.
Yep. Anyways, Cody,
Yes?
I don't even know. I guess I'm making an assumption about you.
Well, if you assume, then you're making ass of me and you, so.
Because I'm way low on this number.
Oh.
And I don't even know if you beat this number. A new survey finds the average American eats this many scoops of ice cream per week.
What's a scoop, really? Like a...
I guess just...
Like in like the, or like the commercial...
Yeah, you gotta kind of envision a scoop.
Okay.
The average American eats this many scoops of ice cream in a week. And obviously I've kind of shown my hand by letting you know it seems a little high to me. It's definitely high for me.
Okay.
But I'm wondering, how many scoops do you think you eat in a week?
It depends. Like, just like a normal average week where, you know, there's nothing going on and it's not too hot to even eat ice cream sometimes.
Stop right there.
Yeah.
What would be going on that would encourage more?
You know what I mean? You just be hanging out all day.
If it's just a normal week, then I'll have this. But if it's, you know, a special week, I got birthdays, I got things going on. All right.
You just answered your own question
so
right there.
So I guess let's think average week. Go ahead.
Yeah. I would say... I can't even picture it because it would be like a couple scoops every time. So like, just say like 3 or 4, 12? I don't even know.
All right. Yeah. 11 is the number. The average American eats 11 scoops of ice cream a week. I definitely don't. I probably eat 2 or 3.
And that's, it gets skewed a lot. I'm sure there's times where I eat much more than that. And also times where I eat much less than 11 scoops.
11 scoops seems like a lot.
Yeah. And it's, again, a scoop, just like a spoon.
I ain't telling you how to live your life, but 11 scoops seems like an excessive amount of ice cream in a week, no?
Yeah.
But it's an average, so there's people eating 30 a week, and there's people like me eating two or three.
Yeah. And, again, not to harp on it.
What?
I need to know the size of this scoop.
Yeah, I gotta see. Gotta see it.
That it is, I hate to burst their bubble. Mm-hmm. That is not a legit unit of measure.
Scoop?
Scoop.
I want us going forward to use only scoops as our only unit.
And what size? About a scoop.
Let me get two scoops.
Yeah, like two scoops.
Two scoops of what now? Let me get two scoops.
You want a large, small fry, medium fry?
Two scoops.
Whatever one's going to buy, six scoops.
Can I get 14 scoops on pump four, please? What? Yeah, I'm going to get 14 scoops on pump four.
Monster Energy only got about...
How many scoops?
20 scoops in there or so.
Going forward, the show only uses scoops as a unit of measurement.
Oh, that's a nice looking Smashburg. Got two scoops on that
thing. Two scoops. Bro, I ain't trying to brag, but it worked this week. I hit my bonus.
Yeah.
Getting 14 extra scoops in my paycheck. Wow. B-Lance smoked five scoops this morning. Good for you, bud. Congratulations. Anything but the metric system, Fuzz. You're damn right, America. We only measure in scoops.
Scoops.
They did this by surveying, basically just tallying up how much ice cream we eat in a week.
Mm-hmm.
Americans eat an estimated 11.4 billion pounds of ice cream over the course of a summer.
Wow.
That is enough to fill 113 football stadiums. Again, anything but the metric system. But how many football stadiums?
How many footballs is she filling up?
How many scoops you getting in that football stadium?
How many scoops you putting in her?
Well, technically, it's 14,000 square meters of...
Hey, fancy
how
book learning.
Scoops are in the Superdome? Speak English.
Like Fritos? That's a start.
We're getting somewhere. Now you're talking my language. Micah, my kid eats 2 half-gallons of cookies and cream ice cream a week.
Hell yeah.
Text line. Josh weighs roughly 240,000 scoops. I met my doctor yesterday. Hey, we got your blood pressure back. How many scoops? How many what now?
Can you convert it to scoops for me?
How many scoops was my blood pressure?
I mean, come on. Be real with me, Doc.
Talk to me, Doc.
Be real with
How
me.
How many Doc. Scoops am I in, man?
Cut me some slack.
Officer. Sorry. I only got 2 scoops of cocaine in my butthole. What?
3.8 scoops.
I only got 3.8 scoops back there. What?
That's not a ton of scoops.
The word scoop is less than me.
There's no more scoops.
Cookies and cream is the favorite flavor for Gen Z, so Micah's son is on brand for that. Millennials and Gen X prefer classic chocolate.
All right. Yeah.
I'm so B-Lynch. I'm sorry. You're going to need to lose at least 10 scoops to get your healthy weight range.
I know that you could lose about 10, 15 scoops.
I understand.
In 30 days. And you get your surgery.
Text line. What the F is a kilometer? Tell me in scoops, officer.
Don't be wild. Walk a straight line. How many scoops am I taking?
Yeah, Officer, I only had 3 scoops tonight.
That's it.
I'm fine to drive.
Watch. Ready?
Scoop.
Scoop. Scoop. Scoop.
Scoop. Scoop. Scoop. And backwards. Scoop.
Scoop.
I just scooped front and back.
More people, by the way, eat their ice cream from a cup or a bowl than a cone. I bailed on cones a couple summers ago.
No, the move is you get a whatever you say your order in a cone in a cup.
Mm-hmm.
That way they take your thing and then they go in a cup. That way you got all the same, whatever.
I've honestly just, as I, again, get into my advanced age here, as an elder man, sir, you were doing 75 and a 45 scoops.
Son of a bitch. I'm going to have to get you out of this car right now.
Sir, this is a school scoop zone. You were going way too fast. You were doing way too many scoops in this zone.
Scoop dar right there.
No, in my advanced age, I've been just mixing things into flurries. My last two summers, I've been a flurry guy.
No, it's worth
it. Take all the things I like and put it in a cup and mix it up like a stew.
No, I like all the different names they all have for them, too. Depending on what place you go to, they're all different mixes. You just got to find whatever the one is like a blizzard.
I just walk up and I go, what's your flurry here?
What you mixing in?
Oh, our Zip Zap? We got two Zip Zap sizes.
Yep, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
We take it and we go, Zip Zip, and then it's all mixed in together.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Uh-huh. Yep.
They all do have different names, too.
Yeah.
We've got our snow fronts. You want snow fronts?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your blizzard thing? Oh, we can't call it a blizzard,
no.
That's it. That's all the ice cream information. God, I love the scoops.
Not another scoop left in that one?
Not a scoop left in it. Not a scoop left in it. Oh, my bank's calling me. Apparently I overscooped my scoops. You gotta charge me an overscoop.
Oh, they overscooped
you. K-Rock. Theshow.fm for all the links. You find us there. You're watching us. You can watch us live stream right there, right now, for zero human monies.
Sausage?
Sausage link. How many scoops?
Two scoops of sausage
two
link.
Two scoops of sausage. Twitch.tv/theshow if you want to chat. Just jump into theshow.fm for all of our links in the show on demand. Listen. I know that none of us want to talk about this Taylor Swift wedding. I know, because it's just not our bag. But it's also just kind of a general allegory on how I feel about most weddings, the way this is playing out.
Yeah.
So it's just a lot.
I
think there was a castle being loaded into MSG yesterday.
It's wild. I really hope that it's not the, we're doing all this here, but then we sneak off and have an actual wedding with our friends and family.
That's a theory.
That would be the most... Like, okay, now you're full heel.
Yeah, now you're full heel.
Now you're full heel. Just cost people
in New York City, they had to close the doors, close the roads and all that.
Yep.
I hear you on that, but I think the way to debunk that is that so many Kansas City Chiefs players are in New York City right now.
Yeah.
And, like, posting on their social media and, like, they're at hotels.
But
so they're here.
Hopefully, yes. Like you said, who knows?
Here.
And then they get on a bus and then get taken to Massachusetts.
So... Allegedly, the whole shebang, which is either today or tomorrow, whole shebang, 10 hours.
Come on, man. That's crazy.
Like, I don't even like my siblings enough to be at a 10-hour wedding.
I just...
Let alone you're just at Taylor Swift's wedding.
Everything that she does all the way until now has been built as a bigger way for her to get... more attention for herself. And now this is like the coup de grace.
It's worked.
For stupid grandpa.
A source reveals the wedding schedule is as follows. Tonight, the rehearsal dinner will have 100 guests inside the arena somewhere from 6 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Then tomorrow... doors open at 3:30 p.m. Tomorrow's the third. All right, tomorrow's the third.
Okay.
For over 1,000 guests, with allegedly a cocktail hour beginning at 4 on the 6th floor concourse.
Okay.
Ceremony will begin at 5:30. Reception will begin around 6:30, which, all right, I'll give you credit there, Taylor. You're not making us wait.
Okay.
A lot of these pours when they get married.
Yeah.
They'll do their wedding, and then we got to go to another venue, and there's like 6 hours between.
Or, yeah, we'll see you in like 4 hours. We got to take pictures. And it's like, wait, what?
Hold on a second. Where, what?
Oh.
I guess we'll go drink at Mugshots for 2 hours, which is a real line I've said.
Yep.
Wait, what? Yeah, the church only had an opening at 2, so we got married at 2, but the reception's at the Doubletree at 6.
Yeah, sorry.
So,
what do I do? What do we do now?
I guess we'll go to Mugshots. All right. Reception begins around 6:30 p.m., ending at 2 a.m. Now, the reason no one's buying into the theory of other, like the, what we're saying is it's a work where they're setting this up. They've seen food being delivered, boxes of lobster, chicken, blackened chicken, boneless chicken, all this stuff, French fries, onion rings. All right, come on.
Yeah.
How many scoops, Taylor? How many scoops?
I mean, come on.
Romaine lettuce, eggs, heavy cream, blah, blah, blah.
But, I mean, who knows? The B team will still be there. They'll have to feed them.
Bro, imagine this.
What?
Oh, go. You know what, Taylor? Go full heel and do this. 1,000 people show up to Madison Square Garden, and they walk in there for your wedding, and it's just a big screen of you at your house in Nantucket.
Yeah.
With you and 10 family members. Hi, guys. I want to thank you for coming.
It was just a lot.
It was just a lot. And it turns out MSG can only hold 10,000 scoops. So we got
and y'all know we need more scoops than that.
We need more scoops, though.
So my next album's going to be about my heartbreak about not getting enough scoops.
Naturally, New York City has ramped up their homeless outreach around the arena because you don't want poors getting near
you got to kill them off.
You don't want a poor breathing the same air.
Snap his neck and huck it into the Hudson.
The wedding could cost local businesses tens of thousands of dollars due to street closures.
Yeah.
Not to mention a little thing called the World Cup is also at MetLife.
Yep. And it's the 4th of July weekend, but...
And for those of you...
As long as Taylor...
Not familiar with Madison Square Garden, immediately below it is a major transportation hub where trains are coming and going all day long.
Not tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Figure it out.
The starting five... of the New York Knicks were reportedly invited. So just the starting five of your championship picks. Just the starting five. Hey, we got invited. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Hey, can I go? No, you're on the bench.
That's all I know as of now. I don't know if they released photos of this thing.
It's crazy. Everything that she's done her entire career has just been leading to this
moment.
Full heel turn.
Exactly, sister. No bench warmers. You're not coming. If you didn't play, you're not coming.
Absolutely not. She can't name five people.
I read she wanted a place and a date, but was already booked for another wedding, so she made them cancel that wedding, and she's not even having it there.
I could see her doing that.
I want to have it here. Oh, they only have 25 scoops.
Cancel their scoops.
Yeah, cancel their scoops, but then I'm not going to do it there.
I'm not going to do it.
No, she'll make money off this. I know. It's just in a time where we're all struggling to eat and put gas in our cars, it is hard for me to be excited about a billionaire taking over an arena and shutting down streets for their effing wedding that I don't care about.
No.
But you could say, well, then why are you talking about it, Josh? Because it angers me. And like I said, it's an allegory for what I don't like about weddings in general.
Well, it's because it's also our job.
It's also our job. We got to comment on it. But it's impacting a lot of people's lives.
It's wild that she just has that lack of self-awareness.
Like,
do you even care that? Because at least come on, be like, I know it sucks. I'm so sorry, but. They recommended it, and it's just like, the way it is.
I can't imagine you own, like, a pizza shop near Herald Square, somewhere down by MSG, and you're like, yeah, my business is going to be down this weekend because the billionaire's getting married. It's just, I don't like it. You're, like, already struggling to sell slices or whatever your business is down there. You got a juice place or whatever.
But nope, can't go down there because you're not allowed within a street's length of Taylor Swift.
And that is true. Katie says, let's remember, there is a groom. We don't need to blame Taylor for everything. Travis is also insufferable, but I don't think he's made any of these choices.
I just lump him in. I assume, I was counting, when I say her name, I mean him too. I assume Travis that he's just off, as insufferable. And
he's insufferable, but he also gives off, you know, golden retriever vibes, where he's probably just like, yeah, well, okay, babe.
Yeah, lock down the roads, babe.
Whatever, babe. Whatever you want to do, babe. Like, he gives those vibes off.
I'm going to throw my hat in the air and catch it on my head.
But he could also just be, maybe he's just more low-key dick and we don't know about it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that would be a hilarious turn. If Taylor this whole time wanted a low-key wedding, but Travis Kelce is like, babe, we got to get a castle. We got to get a castle, babe.
Now, you know, now that you're saying it in like his voice, that kind of does sound like it'd be him. Get a big effing castle right in the middle of the garden.
Because if you break it down... yes, Taylor Swift is terrible, but Katie is swaying me because there are a lot of bro elements to this. Like, she's probably like, we could go and, like, go to the beach, and he's like,
God,
we could rent the garden.
Garden.
Oh, Travis.
Why are you saying it? Stop saying it like that.
Garden.
gun.
Where's he from? Cleveland. So he probably initially pitched whatever, like, what's the Cleveland arena?
Some Ohio beach.
Yeah, probably something in Ohio. But we could rent
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Where the Cavs play.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, at least if you really want an arena, babe, we should probably do it at MSG.
LeBron, bro.
Okay, I'll allow it. That would be the most hilarious turn of that Travis Kelce was the diva in this.
Babe, I see on my calendar it says we got something coming up a couple days. Is this that Shrek rave?
No, babe, that's our wedding.
You promised me Shrek rave.
Yeah, Cousin Jay. Babe, we could do it at Cedar Point, go on like the coasters, and then, babe, our wedding photo could be when we come down the drop and the camera's right there. We'll be like, yo, but I'm going to flip off the camera.
Yo, I'm so flipping off the camera.
Oh. I like this theory a lot better than Taylor Swift being a diva about it.
But again, watch me flip my hat up in the air and catch it on my head.
Yeah, well, check it out, babe. And he's got a bunch of his garage beer signs hanging up.
Absolutely.
All right, Travis. Three scoops of grace. Good morning, this is K-Rock. Happy Thursday. Happy July 2nd. Maybe you get tomorrow off. Ooh. Maybe you're getting ready for the big 4th of July weekend.
Come on. You're supposed to be good at tracking stuff, man. I got to find my parents.
And I've got to figure out a way to sell more fireworks. I'm going broke with this venture also.
Well, I see you got them snakes and sparklers, but where's good stuff, man?
Good stuff. This is the good stuff. Snakes and sparklers.
Are you nuts, dude? You need stuff to explode. Go boom.
Why is that good?
Might as well ask, why is the tree good? Why is the sunset good?
Why
is
the boobs good?
Kick and wing.
Firecrackers. You stick them in mailboxes, you drop them in toilets, you shove them up bullfrog's ass.
I would never do that, because I'm going to be a veterinarian.
Well, there you go. Someone shoves an M80 up a bullfrog's butt, blows him to pieces, he comes back to you to fix it. You win twice, brother. It's good
news.
It is.
So you're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles or screaming memes?
No.
Oh, come on, man. You don't got no lady fingers, buzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doo-dahs, or crap flappers?
No, I don't.
You're going to stand there owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker doos,
hoosker don'ts,
cherry bombs, nips of dazers,
with or without a scooter stick,
or one single whistling kitty chaser?
No. Because snakes and sparklers are the only ones I like.
All right.
Crap flappers?
You ain't got no crap flappers?
All right.
I was asking Chad earlier who's loaded up. I know we're running special fireworks spots.
Yeah, it's going
to
shoot.
Anybody head down to the border?
Shoot a Roman candle off the roof.
You doing anything for fireworks? You going to go to any fireworks shows?
No. I mean, the East Area's one is next because it's always the Saturday after.
Oh, they let all the amateurs get out of the way, and then they really put on a show next week.
But no, mostly it's a battle of
neighborhood fireworks.
That or just securing myself over top of Elsa's head so she doesn't jump through a window at some point.
Yeah.
Out of terror.
Can you get her those little doggy earmuffs that they put on?
I tried. She wanted nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Just tried to see, like, here, let me just put this over there. But no, it's futile. There's nothing you can really do. Just try to crank up the TV and all that stuff and fans and everything and just be louder than I usually am.
Well, they expect about 13,000 scoops of injuries this weekend as a lot of people get injured this weekend.
Yep. It's that old saying that somebody out there right now doesn't realize this is their last.
This is their last day with 10 fingers.
Last week with a bunch of bangers.
Yeah, you always got to be careful.
Bag up. Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. What you doing, Terry? Terry, what's wrong?
That's a fair point.
Well, a lot of small towns are having trouble affording fireworks this year due to different tariffs or budget cuts.
Try that in my small town.
Ferguson, Missouri has had to cancel their annual fireworks display.
It's very disappointing. I don't think it was the right decision. We come as a family, do all our festivities, and then we watch the show. We like, okay, y'all, it's ready.
There was definitely some tariffs this year, but we actually did not raise our prices at all. As an owner, I'm going to eat the tariffs this year.
Yeah, you pay that. I don't pay the tariff. You pay the tariff.
For my customers.
I don't pay tariff. You pay tariff.
You pay tariff.
You pay tariff. I don't pay tariff.
Oh, boy. But, like, I don't understand why I would, like, that. That's just a bad job on the city's part.
Planning.
Yeah, all you have to do is you get a couple sponsors. How much you willing to sponsor? $500? Take that $500. Now you have $500 to buy fireworks.
Yeah.
Do that a couple times.
Yeah, but cities, like municipalities, probably have to have different safety protocols and all that stuff. Like, if you want to do what you were saying, Panther Lake style, where light them up.
Well, that's also kind of what I assume they do in East Syracuse. Like, you see the flyer for the day.
I think they hire somebody, probably.
It's a whole day's worth of stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
But now let's just go fire them out on the lake.
I think back to when we'd go up to, shout out Carol and Derek, they'd take us down to Bridgeport. You go down to I don't know what that lake is down there in Bridgeport, but you go down to that
camp.
Oh,
just a night of lake.
No, night of lake. And this weekend, man, you just sit back and watch them fly. People are just shooting them off. Nope, you don't need to go to a town.
So I imagine it's going to be up at, same thing with Panther, where we were.
Yeah.
This upcoming weekend. All lakes. Every
all
lake.
All lakes.
That's the benefit of having a lake is that you're allowed to do that.
You just sit out by the lake and you look around and you'll see lots of fireworks
As long
going
as you
off.
Don't shoot your fireworks off, up, and over onto other people, they go right into the lake.
My children have not asked me to do my daddy fireworks display this year.
I told you, they're not for them anymore.
I might just do them.
They're for you now.
Here's the problem, though.
Now you're of that age where you can demand your wife come and watch.
I can't be out here spending money like I got job security, so I always go to these places and then I want to spend so much money. Even like the roadside sparkler stands.
Just get one like
yellow. I trust those guys with fireworks.
Yeah. One pack of whatever.
I know, but I want a big pack.
I know, but you just have yourself a fun.
Because the big pack.
The regular pack will last you a while. Like, there's a lot in the $55.99 pack of all of those.
How you have decision paralysis and you can't decide anything.
You're just going to get them all.
Bro, I am like, when I go to those fireworks stands, or I drive to, like, Special or go down to Pennsylvania, I am like if you gave a kid a Nickelodeon Super Toy Run. I'm like, I got to get this, and I got to get this. Why can't I get this? And I spend stupid money on fireworks.
I did that. The one time I went down to Pennsylvania,
it's a problem.
Budgeted out a certain amount. I didn't realize how cheap fireworks really are.
Mm-hmm.
They are not expensive.
Not really. They should be more. For the safety of people's hands, they should be more expensive.
Like some of the bigger ones.
It should be $1,000.
Like I have a couple of the ones still ready to go where that's supposed to shoot, you know, actual fireworks.
Yeah.
And there's like 50 of them in there.
Yes.
And even those weren't that bad. I remember getting all done thinking that I had, like, okay, this is going to be, this
yeah.
is it.
Yeah,
this,
yeah, yeah,
I know
yeah,
I'll
yeah.
be good here. And then the lady was like, and your totals, blah, blah, blah. And I went, oh my God, we're going to put this in the car and come back and do another whole other round.
Dude, I know.
That was
crazy.
That's not even close to what
Whiskey's
I thought it was going to be.
Whiskey's heading to Massachusetts right now. I'm good, bud. I'm good. Like, I look at fireworks the way Chris Rock had that bit about guns and bullets. Like, I don't want to outlaw guns, but I want to make bullets really expensive.
You're right.
So if you're going to kill somebody with a bullet, it's got to be worth it.
Be worth it.
Same with fireworks. Idiots like me and the people I grew up with should not be able to go with $300 and buy that many explosives.
What I want to do is I want to be able to take those somewhere and let somebody do them
like with the
while
tubes
I'm
and stuff?
Yeah. While I am there. But I want to be like, oh, you guys are doing fireworks?
Here you go.
Can I come?
Yeah. Yeah.
Guess what I have?
Like, you got to go with Rosa, like, up to her when her
right,
husband
like,
does whatever this weekend.
Hey, Don, here's my
container.
My contribution.
I'm going to go down a little bit away from the kids and rip the biggest bong ever and watch whatever you're about to do.
Yeah.
So I'll be down there.
Because I got to take a picture and show you what I have. Just in case you want anything.
Me?
Because I have so... I feel awful. Like, even like right now, if Elsa wasn't up there and I just went and light fireworks, well, then some other dog is going to be here in the boom booms and I can't do it while she's there.
Here's where I get effed up because I love fireworks. Here's where I get effed up. Is I also love Too Big. I have 10 scoops of love.
Too much love scoops.
And I feel guilt, A, for dogs.
Yeah.
Whenever I F with fireworks, I'm like, these poor dogs. And then ever since stupid AJ came back from war and told me about his PTSD.
Well, he just, I admit,
I worry about people with PTSD and that stuff.
Well, you get the pass.
I feel really guilty.
For these few days of the year.
Yeah.
And then that's usually it. Well, that's going to suck, though, this year, because that's you get like a day or two after the 4th of July, so that's definitely going to be Sunday night. People are going to be hearing fireworks.
Yeah, and I'm like, I never go later than like 9 if I do them. I'm not like these 1 o'clock in the morning fireworks
then,
people.
You know, that's it's part of it. You're not going to be the only one shooting them off. Mm-hmm. So, but no, it's not. It's at least you're aware of that. Mm-hmm. And that you're not just out there blasting them all day every night. Like yeah. I'm sure I haven't been up there, but 2 days other than last night I heard them. I'm sure all week it's just been people lighting off random fireworks, which has also never made any goddamn sense to
what?
Me.
Where you live?
Like last night,
yeah.
Right before the game started, all of a sudden somebody in the building behind us lights off 2 fireworks.
See, that was it. I want to be mad about that, but I also have the brain where I'm like, I'm going to go fight this. I'm going to light this firework real quick.
But like, why did you couldn't
wait till
Saturday?
I don't know why.
Get 2?
I don't know why.
You had 2 of those.
Yeah, just to scratch the itch.
Back inside.
Just to scratch the itch, bud. Just to get a little hit. 2 scoops of fireworks, bud. Little hit.
Yep.
All right, here's what you do to stay safe.
It's crazy why most dogs do hate freedom.
Dogs hate freedom?
I don't really
get why do they hate freedom? Katie, my neighbor kid across the street does that. Every night, 1 or 2 fireworks. That's it. He just scratches
it.
He's
just a little itch. All right.
He's just getting a quick
hit. Kind of won me over.
He's just getting a quick hit. It's like the equivalent of going outside, lighting a cigarette, getting 2-3 rips off putting it out. That's all you needed.
Yep.
That's all you needed. Don't let kids handle fireworks, obviously.
No.
That's dangerous. Do what I do. Big bucket of water and a garden hose nearby. Don't try to find water after the fire starts.
Spray him, Christian, spray him!
Hey! Don't try to find the water. Have the water ready. Get the water! Light fireworks 1 at a time. All right, nerd.
Okay.
All right, nerd. And then never use the fireworks under the influence of alcohol or drugs. I don't know how to tell you this.
It's kind of the only way I'd light off fireworks.
That's the only way people light off fireworks.
Yeah.
Other than children behind Katie's house,
right?
Nobody has ever been sober lighting off fireworks.
No.
Never has that happened.
No. And it's too dry where I am as well.
That's the other thing. It's been a dry week, guys. Yeah. Let's think about that.
I have plenty of room. I bet everyone would love it. They would have fireworks right there for everybody, but it's just too dry.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't lighting everything on fire.
Yeah.
Hell no. Not even because the grass, just you get one little thing on the grass and you're done.
It's been a dry week. We've had rain here and there, but think about how hot it's been this week. So be careful, everybody.
Lacking scoops of rain.
Our Coco was going through it yesterday, man. You're talking about, if you weren't in chat, I'll bring you into the conversation. As Cody had a day yesterday. All right, he was down in the dumps, and he gets home.
Rough morning.
It was a rough
second half day. Great.
Rough morning that we've complained about. We haven't really complained about it. It was a rent thing. He figured it out.
Yes, thankfully.
But it caused him a panic attack, which I have no. I completely understand. I get it, dude.
Just that was easily the fastest I'd ever had an anxiety attack in my entire life, without a doubt. There was no. Like couple stages of it. There was no bubbling. It was just immediate.
Because you were given what would be life altering.
Yeah.
News about what you thought your rent was going to be. Katie was frantically searching apartment complexes. I was ready to put a tiny house in my yard for Cody.
And it was so dumb because I don't pay bills while I'm doing this and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Do all that stuff when you're done with
it. I know, right?
But I just randomly thought of it and was like, let me just go click yes real quick. And I'm thinking of it.
Thing.
And it just, and that was
and
it.
And it was just immediate depression. And I get it. I've been there.
Luckily,
I have derailed total mornings with my anxiety and depression. I ain't mad about it.
And we get through it. But
yeah,
no, I got caught quick enough to where it was early enough that I didn't sign anything or anything like that. So it's very easily just, it's a little of a process.
Yeah.
It's just going to take either, they said all day yesterday and then maybe today or
They were trying to raise his rent four scoops, you guys. Guys, it was on a four.
It was like quadruple scoops.
Four to five scoops. They were trying to raise his rent. But it all worked out in the end. But we're very open about our anxiety and our mental health on this show. And if you don't like it, sorry. But that's what we talk about. We guys know.
Anxiety attacks happen. Panic attacks happen.
Life is not easy.
Mm-mm.
But it was just, it comes in like twos and threes for Cody.
Mm.
So he's sitting in here feeling totally dejected. And for some reason, if anything smells like cannabis in this office, it's immediately Cody's fault.
Which, by the way, again, for the umpteenth time, makes this place an ass ton of money.
Cannabis run. We make money off it. Cocoa Puffs tonight, 7 o'clock.
Damn right.
Plug, plug, plug. Joe's Buds, 4656 Onondaga Boulevard. So as Cody is sitting here in his, one of the lowest moments I've seen him in a while.
I was like, yep, I'm just going to wait till it's done. And
I told him he could go home and figure this out.
But I had to wait because they don't open till 9.
And he's like, you know
and
what?
And nothing would happen.
Show fam is here with us.
Yep.
Let's keep hanging with them. It's our morning routine.
Was doing my breathings. I had calmed myself down just enough to where I wasn't at that the next thing will make you cry.
So he's sitting here and we're getting ready. And I'm worried about my cocoa and we're all in this together. And the studio door swings open. Are you smoking weed in here? Or out in the sales bullpen? And
I go, because it smells like you're smoking weed out of the sales bullpen.
And Cody is just sitting there,
and
tears in his eyes.
I felt my shoulders do this. I went, No.
And I go, we haven't even left this room.
No, almost 20 years, I've never once smoked.
Believe it or not.
Bud.
As lawless as this company is right now, we're still not ripping bongs in the sales bullpen.
And what type of look would that look for me as head of HR?
As head of HR, that would be very, very inappropriate.
Yes.
So Cody sits there and he goes, not laughing at this.
No, it's
because I love Cody.
No, after
love
the
heart.
Fact, it's fun that
they go
we
and
get
they
to
go,
tell these things.
And they go, all right, it wasn't Cody. Because none of you have aromas out there.
None of you
are spraying perfume or lighting things out of there.
Aromas.
They go, it's not Cody. And they close the door. And Cody just kills them. I guess I'll kill myself today. You got to. Not funny.
No, you got to have humor
not
in it.
Not funny, but.
You got to find humor and be able to say funny things.
Oh, my God,
or else,
dude.
You know. You get yourself actually sad.
He goes, I'm going to kill my own today. And then he goes home.
And he's turning with
And then he goes
soccer.
Home, and he's trimming his beard, and almost in Royal Tannenbaum style.
That's, it really was. That's what that was.
Starts to shave his beard, and you almost just shaved your beard off yesterday.
I was almost just like, it was so hot, and I was like, I was doing the neck first, and then I got right here under there, and I went, why not? And I went, and I started. So I don't know if you can, you might be able to see it. But yeah, and then I was like, no. Don't shave off the beard.
Guess I'll just kill myself today.
Well.
I love this guy. I love Cody. He's my favorite. It was just so
and in
ridiculous.
No way was I at all going to hurt myself.
He was never going to harm. It's not funny to joke about that, but just the way he said
it.
It
was just the.
And then he ended up in his bathroom shaving his beard, and I was like, here he goes. All right.
I'll never forget it. It just keeps going up right over to the hair.
Right to your hair, then to your wrists, and you're just
shave
sitting in the
my
bathtub.
Arms.
Oh, my God.
Forever unclean.
He did. He almost Britney Speared himself yesterday at the end of all of that.
Yep. No, mental health is no joke.
Oh, man. You know, Kelly, you know you're in a spiral when you start messing with your hair.
Right?
All right. Yep. Luckily, I don't have any to get rid of. Amy, shaving your beard is the same as cutting bangs for a lady.
Right, that's it.
I'm just going to cut bangs. I don't care. Shave it all
that's
off.
It. I've been growing a nice ball fro for 2 years. Got rid of that.
Showgirl 420, been there, done that. Listen, it all worked out. We're all fine. It was just in the moment.
When things
in
line
the
up.
Moment, it was the deepest of pits. And we climbed out of it together as a crew.
Now we're here.
He plays a game with my wife.
That's what your father was saying.
What?
That's how he gets you to throw the ball. Uh-oh.
It's in the water. You better get it. Yeah, we're talking about our dogs and pools. Good morning. This is K-Rock.
I can't get it.
I don't know what I'm dealing with.
I ain't got no snout.
You're saying that you want to try to get Elsa in the pool
just to,
with like a pool noodle.
Just enjoy it a little bit more because it's so hot and she hates the heat. So I think, and once she realizes at a place like a lake or whatever.
Well, I saw you. She was swimming in the lake. That was a big step.
Yeah. Once she understands that it's, oh, this is refreshing, then she'll do it. But the pool is still, so I think you have to like pick her up.
Yeah. You're the only one who's ever gotten Fred in the pool. Didn't you bring him in the pool once?
Yeah. He didn't care about it. No, I wasn't a fan and he didn't. The lake, it gets too deep too quick because.
Yeah. He's a little tiny guy. He's got little legs.
And his little face. So he's like, I'm not the biggest fan of this.
Yeah, so we're laughing because his move is if my wife is floating in my in-law's pool, he'll just drop his ball in the water. Then she has to get it and throw it out of the pool.
But now
he drops it back in the water.
Now she's throwing the ball.
Mm-hmm. He's got it.
Yep.
He's got it working.
That's hilarious. That's just another angle.
Josh, the dog's going to rip the liner. Get it out of there.
I was watching his little butt take off yesterday or whatever we.
Oh, well, yeah, when I said go to grandma's. Yeah, that's what he does. I don't know how artists can keep getting away with this. Like, Lil Wayne didn't show up to his first concert last night.
Yeah, I don't got to go to my first concert. I got to go to my set. I just
and he's not alone. Like, there's always reports of, like, Lauryn Hill never shows up.
Well, then what happens?
So, last night in Maine, Bangor, Maine.
Yo, you didn't want to call to Bangor?
Headline is 20 years of Carter Classics Tour. Oh, this was two nights ago, Tuesday night.
I heard he's not no good no more.
He's not good anymore? I like Lil Wayne,
but I got no problem
with him. How do you not show up to your concert?
Yeah.
He was in Bangor, Maine at the Savings Amphitheater. 2 Chainz opens. DJ keeps performing. His set was scheduled to begin at 10:45, which, first of all, the audacity of that.
He's waiting for it to cool down like lasagna.
On a Tuesday night, you're making me wait till 10:45, but all right. 11 p.m., the crowd was told that the show's over now. No explanation. Wait,
when did it start? Does it say when 2 Chainz did a thing?
Good question.
How long do they just stand there here and...
Coming up.
It's supposed to be at SPAC tonight.
I don't think so. Bet you not.
Is anybody going to SPAC tonight?
Yeah, I bet you not. I bet he just dip sets on that one too, huh?
I don't know who Dipset
is.
But I don't know who it is.
Is that not a?
I don't know who Dipset is. I'm sorry. I'm a 45-year-old man. I don't know.
I knew of what I was saying, but I don't know the content.
I checked out around Wu-Tang, so if anything is, I don't really know.
Let's see. I'm trying to find anything. There's not. Oh, okay. Well, he rescheduled it. Then an hour ago, he said he's so sorry.
Yeah, I don't care. You can't just not show up.
I'm sorry.
He posted this thing. My main fans, I'm so sorry. The show is being rescheduled to July 28th. Please hold on to your tickets. They'll be honored.
You can't. We went.
I already took the day off.
They went, boop, boop. And then I got in and I saw 2 Chainz.
Anybody.
And he said, go home.
Anybody can book a concert. It's holding the concert dates that you're not good at. We had an agreement, Lil Wayne. You said, I'm going to be at this spot. And I said, hey, all right, here's monies. I'll be at that spot, too.
Yup.
And then
you
didn't come to that spot. No. Don't tell me to come back to the spot because fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
And the poor venue that now has to figure out how to handle, I don't know, he's popular, so
yeah,
5,000 people being like, I was already there. What do you mean hang on to my tickets? So now you need to figure out, and I don't remember what seat I was in, by the way, but I had a really good seat. So now figure this out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, well, how does that even work?
Yeah, man, I don't know.
I don't know.
Riri says one of my friends is going to SPAC tonight to see him. They love Lil Wayne. I love Lil Wayne too. I like his music.
It doesn't say
I
that
just
he's...
don't like that artists will book a concert and not show up or go on stage at like 2 a.m. F you, I gotta go to work in the morning.
And you'd mean to tell me here's the other thing. You're supposed to start at 10:45. You knew at 7?
Yeah.
You, 6?
Yeah, whatever. Say you were having a medical emergency. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, Lil Wayne, even though I don't think you've earned it.
No, you didn't. Yeah.
Say you had diarrhea. You probably had it at 8 o'clock.
You had it much earlier than 10-something.
At 11.
You didn't go to put your guitar on and go, oh, hey, yeah, I gotta
Axl
take a
Rose
poop.
Has done that. There's people in this article that are like, I drove 6 hours for this. I'm not doing that again.
No, it's Bangor, Maine.
Yeah, it's Bangor.
Yeah, no, that's you've got to try to get comped for something else, get your money back, and then if it's a place like a casino or whatever, be like, and I'd like free room for that weekend, even though I don't think I can come, but I still want a room to be able to be there and not go to the show.
Cousin Jay getting a new update from Travis Kelce. Babe, what if we got Little Wayne for the rehearsal dinner?
Weezy's available.
He skipped that main show. He's in town. He's in SPAC.
Yeah.
Tell him to just skip that. Or can he... Hey,
babe.
Can he do a set? Babe. Can he do a set at the show?
Babe, he's in Saratoga tonight.
Babe, you guys
can
have
you
a...
Send your jet to Saratoga. Get Lil Wayne.
Babe, you guys got a collab, right?
Babe, do they? They might. I don't know.
Again,
45-year-old man. I don't know.
I say that there's no way that Taylor Swift and Lil Wayne have a collab, but didn't they... Wasn't there something?
I don't care.
Ask
enough.
Cody AI. Have Lil Wayne and Taylor Swift ever collaborated?
Oh, they caught a little bit of you.
Have Lil Wayne and Taylor Swift ever collaborated?
Lil Wayne and Taylor Swift have never officially collaborated on a
song. Babe, then this is the perfect time to do it.
Babe,
send the jet up to Saratoga. If you're just tuning in, we're making a whole lore where Travis Kelce is the actual bridezilla over this wedding this weekend. He's making all these plans.
Use my jet allowance for the week.
Babe, can I cash in my jet allowance?
Go get Lil Wayne.
Babe, go get... He's just up in Saratoga. It's like a 30-minute flight.
Just T-Swift planes in the back.
Why is that plane here?
And then he still wouldn't show up.
No.
No, he said he's going to go on, babe.
He said he'd go on right after we get married.
Right after we get married, he'll go on. So good luck if you're going to SPAC tonight. I hope he shows up.
Yeah.
Hope he comes out on stage.
Well, let us know.
And then where does he go after that? Massachusetts? SPAC tonight, and then Friday, tomorrow night, he's in New Hampshire.
Ooh.
Where the actual wedding is taking place.
Yes.
Babe,
Lil Wayne's here, babe.
7 o'clock, you'll be watching someone highly suspect. Coco goes live for a Coco Puffs tonight, 7 p.m. The show Too Dangerous for Radio. How do I watch that? Well, you can go to twitch.tv/theshow, or go to theshow.fm. All of our links are right there. And if you just want to watch the show, and you don't want to sign up for anything... Streams right there, theshow.fm. You can just watch it, not interact, just enjoy the silliness. Thanks to Joe's Buds, 4656 Onondaga Burger Bird.
And it's too dangerous because I recklessly heat things up in the microwave and quick take bites of them without knowing the middle is frozen or hot.
Yes, he does do that. He cannot wait to take a bite out of a hot food item. He can't. You know us, we're always looking for the next big thing, Cody, next big investment opportunity for us to diversify our... extreme wealth.
Our portfolios.
And here's what I think the next trend is going to be. I don't know if it'll work in central New York, but in big cities it works. And those are nap clubs. Places you can go take a quick little nap.
Okay, I did hear you right. Okay.
In New York City, they have what is called Club Rest Stop. It is a spot where you can go and take a nap during the day if you want to.
I
get it. I don't hate that.
No, it just, I couldn't do it if it was, what's the setup?
Good question.
Like, I couldn't do it if you're just like, no, a curtain blocks you and 15 other people all laying on a cot.
Bro, you know what? You say that, but I learned something new about myself yesterday.
You like sleeping in a room full of dudes?
I do. I absolutely do. Let me set the scene for you as I hear what you're saying, and then I'll play more of this stuff. Every 8 weeks, I get an infusion for my ulcerative colitis. If you're new to the show on K-Rock, I have ulcerative colitis. I get an infusion every 8 weeks. Takes an hour. Yesterday was a busy day. I had my infusion yesterday. They're remodeling my infusion center.
Okay.
So they sent us to another floor. Now, my usual infusion center, it's like you're in kind of like a curtained off area. You can close your curtains, have a little privacy.
Gotcha.
So in those curtained off areas, I'll grab a little nap. I'll put on a podcast.
Okay.
Used to take 2 hours. Ooh. So I would put on like... My old infusion center had, like, TVs.
Oh, nice.
I'd put on, like, Discovery and sometimes nap.
Yeah.
So yesterday they say, you just got to go down to this other room because we're currently remodeling. I go, all right. Go down there, and it's literally just a big old room full of 20 people in beds.
No.
And you know what? I fell asleep there, too. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn.
No, I don't blame you. I just
put on my headphones.
I need a little more privacy with stuff like that. Cross my arms.
I think I can legit sleep anywhere.
Yeah? See,
I'm
not lucky.
So good at napping.
No, I like car naps. I can sleep in most cars.
Mm-hmm.
But no, anywhere. I'm not good. Like, I need more privacy.
She got the needle in the arm. And I laid back, put my headphones.
Is it?
Not only did I have people on both sides of me, the girl next to me was talking with doctors and nurses, so I was, like, surrounded by five people.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I went, out.
Ah, see, no, I can't do that. No, nope.
I could just nap anywhere if I'm cozy.
Lightest sleeper ever.
You are.
So every 10 seconds,
So is my wife. I'm out. When I want to sleep, I'll sleep. So back to this. People in major cities will sneak off to, like, a movie theater, buy a whole-ass movie ticket just to grab a nap.
Yeah.
That's why they're opening up these nap clubs.
Okay, let me hear it first.
Here is the owner, maybe, I guess, talking about her club rest stop.
If you haven't heard, I am starting a free third space for people who just want to lie down and have a break. This is good for the people who are retiring from hustle culture. If your nervous system is shot and you feel overwhelmed, come to Club Rest Stop.
Ah.
Here's some reasons why you should join. You're tired of every social activity revolving around productivity. You miss third spaces that don't require spending money. You want to slow down without feeling guilty about it. And you want a free activity that leaves you feeling better than when you started.
Now, Malia, I'm not a businessologist. But you said free?
Yeah, you can't.
You can't just open a free...
Yeah, how are you going to make anything?
And... The clientele that's going to show up to a free nap club,
yeah,
you might
you
need
are,
to gatekeep with a little bit of a money.
Yeah, just, you know, $19.99 a month. Get you endless naps.
Yeah, sign up for a membership or something.
Not just, hey, anybody that wants to come sleep in here.
She has inspired city dwellers to flock to Club Rest Stop, her free Central Park meetup, where the only agenda is kicking off your shoes. And I guess it's not... Okay, so if it's in Central Park, all right.
It's so weird, though.
So she's just saying, come lay on these blankets, I guess. So it's not a business.
Yeah, so you got to have, like, a business. I don't want to just sit around with a bunch of other people that want to also kind of relax.
That's grab a little nap.
It's a coffee shop, but without any coffee.
Yeah.
Like,
so
where am I napping?
This is more like a nap club. It's in Central Park, but what happens in the winter?
But I mean, like where am I napping? On a table?
On a blanket, on the grass?
No.
So it doesn't sound like she has a business. Yeah, she has a club.
No.
So I guess I'm not going to make any money
on this
either.
No, she sounds like she has rich parents.
A lot of the time, rest comes with shame or guilt, but at Club Rest Stop, that's the number one rule. You have to lie down. Everyone is doing it, so don't feel like you're the odd one out. I ain't got no shame in rest.
No, it's just
sleep
I don't
as long
wanna,
as I want.
I don't
want
to lay in your dirty-ass blanket in the middle of a park.
Ace is right. The first rule of Nap Club is you don't talk about Nap Club. Our friends from Crazy Daisies are here. Hello, friends.
How are you today?
Hello. We are good. Thank you for getting up nice and early and coming down to the studio and bringing us gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What plant did you... So for those of you just listening, there is a planter that says official pothead on it with a planet. What plant is this?
It's a sedum.
Sedum. What do we need to know to keep that one alive?
Don't overwater it.
Okay, so like every couple weeks...
No, stick your finger in if it's dry water.
Gotcha.
All right.
I don't know how your air is in here.
Yep. And then what are these here?
Those are flowers from our cut flower garden.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have a wide variety. We made the bouquet this morning. We planted the seeds like months ago, and now they're in the ground growing. And at the end of the month, you can come in and cut your own bouquets.
Oh, I love that.
And we'll start having bouquet making classes.
So let me ask you about these, because my wife wanted to do this year. I don't know if we're doing it right. We have a little hill in our yard that we wanted to make a wildflower hill so like the bugs and butterflies and stuff would find it. Do we just take the wildflower seeds and just throw them like they would in the wild, or is there something we should do special?
That's really up to you if you're, you know.
We want them to just grow like crazy.
You can. That's the easiest thing to do is scatter them and then, put some nice soil down and water them religiously until they get started.
Okay.
Or you can go get yourself some nice perennials and just kind of fill your garden in, but that'll be more expensive.
Yeah, we just wanted to take the free wildflower seeds we got at the fair and throw them all over the hill.
Yeah. Sprinkle some dirt.
So when do we do the bouquets? You said you can come cut your own bouquet. When does that happen?
Starting the last week of July, right now they're all kind of rooting down and the buds are starting. So probably July 25th and on all the way through September.
We'll have workshops as well.
Yeah.
Cool. Bouquets, flower crowns. You have a private bouquet shop if you wanted to.
Cody always says that's a smart move if you're going to like on a date, do a little wildflower bouquet.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. It always impresses the ladies.
You see wildflowers.
In a wildflower, yes. Yep. What else is going on at Crazy Daisy's?
Well, we got a lot of specials. Every month we do a new food special.
Mm-hmm.
And this month we're doing a red, white, and blue burger. In celebration of our 250th birthday coming
right
up.
Right on.
And it's a spicy blueberry burger this month.
That's what you brought in right here?
That's what we brought in for you today with some variety cheese and roasted red peppers. We thought, what way to start your day besides a spicy blueberry burger?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
And let's talk about that cafe for a second, Cody, because when we were over there for the plant swap, that was so much fun, by the way. Thank you for letting us do that.
Of course, that was so fun.
Let's plan it again for next year. That was so much fun.
That was great.
It was the tortoise, wasn't it?
It was the tortoise.
That was also great, yeah.
There was a gigantic tortoise there.
Way heavier than I thought they would
be. They're just a neighbor that comes down to hang?
Yeah,
she comes down.
She lives up the road?
At least once a year.
Yeah?
If not more.
Just that big-ass tortoise. I've never seen a tortoise in life. But the cafe. So we had a whole day planned. We were doing plant swap, and then we were going over to Beacon Skiff for cake was that night.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to eat. Yeah. So we got pizzas. What did you get?
I got the specialty pizza that was that month with all the veggies on it that I'd never had before, and the ones I didn't even know really their names. And it was unreal with the garlic base.
Yeah, there was that on there.
But like the
he went way out of his comfort zone to get that pizza.
It was good. It was good. Awesome.
And then you got what, the mimosa flight or something?
I had the mimosa flight where I was told I could eat the flowers, and I did, and some tasted really good with the mimosas.
Some of them don't taste good, but two of them really good.
They might not taste good.
So get over to the cafe and check out the red, white, and blue burger. What else over at Crazy Daisy's this month and through the summer? What are we plugging?
We got live music every Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We have different workshops coming up. Other than that, we have like art workshops
cool.
and other artists and local creators in the area that we always like to partner with. We got yoga, Zumba, Pilates.
Lots of stuff.
All different days of the week.
Yeah.
We are closed the 4th and 5th of July for a family wedding.
Okay, yeah. Saturday, Sunday, not open this weekend, but that's fine.
Otherwise, open
every Tuesday through Sunday.
Yeah, give your hours.
Okay. Go on Tuesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. on the weekdays in the greenhouse, 11 a.m. in the cafe, and then on the weekends we open at 9:30.
I love it. Get over to Crazy Daisy's. It was so much fun to check out.
Such a spot.
Get over there. Guys, thanks for coming down.
Thank you so much for all the gifts.
Yeah, thank you.
Crazy Daisy's. What's the website, social media, all that?
So our website is crazydaisiesflowers.com. Our Instagram and Facebook is the same, Crazy Daisies Flowers. TikTok, Crazy Daisies Flowers with two S's.
Two S's. Love it, Crazy Daisies. Thanks, guys. Thursday means...
that sun up in you.
Cocoa Puffs tonight, 7 o'clock. Get on Twitch.
Something else in you.
Trying to get indoors. I was going to watch it out on the porch tonight, but I don't know.
No, it's still... Because we're sticking with a 7, so it's still... It's daylight out,
still
so it's confusing.
Yeah.
I almost screwed myself up again last night. With Whiskey Wednesday,
because of the hours,
I get watching, you know, soccer or whatever a little bit later, and then and just the times, and I'm like, it's not, there's no way, and I looked, and it said like 6:51. I went, oh,
days are already getting shorter though, bud. Yep, days are already getting shorter.
Yeah, well, the fair's just right around the corner.
Syracuse Nationals coming up next.
Get yourself a car registration or what?
So America has spoken, and a new poll. I don't know why we weren't even on this list, but they asked Americans, who do you think is the face of the United States? Who do you want to represent the United States? Now, obviously,
Cookie Monster,
Barack Obama, Trump, they made the list. I'm not talking
president. It's only me! It's only me! I will have you killed!
Let me on Route Rushmore. No, Tom Hanks was the winner. Tom Hanks is our representative, I guess.
Isn't there something we still don't quite know about him?
Was he on the Epstein list?
Well, wasn't there that whole time when some things were coming out about, like, allegations that he decided to flee to Greece to... Remember that?
Oh!
And then it all just kind of went away, as everything is just going to go away because you can just kill and do terrible things to kids, and it don't matter.
We don't know what he did, but I'm
not that with him. Not saying that with him. I'm just saying everything else. This, his allegations, I don't quite remember, but I thought there was
they
something.
They frequently fly to Greece for vacation, but he was...
But he went there for a reason a couple years ago.
A viral post falsely claimed Tom Hanks was barred from Greece over the Epstein files. It was not true.
No, there was... It was something... It was before the Epstein stuff came out that... And then he fled there, and he was there for a while because they would, like, show pictures of him and stuff. Listen, but
I will not let you sully the name of Turner or Hooch.
Oh, I mean... Which one was which?
Hooch was definitely the dog, right? Or was he Hooch?
I don't remember.
Wait, guys, chat, who is Turner, who is Hooch?
The dog had to have been Hooch.
But dog could be a Turner, too. Turner would be a dog name.
But the dog was like a trouble dog that he was like, oh, shaking angry fists. So that's, mm-hmm. I would say Hooch, right?
Yeah, but I think that's been just proven, Spaz. That might be some propaganda. I don't know if it's true or not.
It was weird.
Hooch was the dog.
Who knows anymore?
Yeah, I'm with Showgirl 420. Dolly Parton is who I want representing this country.
That's okay again, but...
She's getting up there in years.
I am going to stick to this. I don't.
Why?
Because that would mean she needs to go and do stuff.
Yeah, you want her to rest.
I want her just relaxing and just being pretty and doing whatever Dolly wants. But if this is what Dolly wants...
Voters also chose Clint Eastwood, who I don't...
He's still left for now.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
He's right there, man.
Thank you.
Pretty damn old.
Thank you. Bruce Springsteen and Taylor Swift.
Okay. I'm mad that we're all duped by Bruce, but we'll just...
Why? What did Bruce do?
That song. Aaron Lewis came out and said that.
Oh, my God, Aaron
that he
Lewis.
Didn't, that he feels
all
like...
Right, Aaron.
That it was wrong, and we all grew up thinking it was like, no,
we didn't.
Did.
Nobody
did.
If you
did.
Listen
Nobody
to
did.
The goddamn lyrics, Aaron, we didn't think that.
Nobody, but
same with Fortunate Son. No, listen to the lyrics one time.
No, sorry.
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no, everybody loves Keanu Reeves.
But as the face of America for our 250th birthday?
He's still of the...
What, knocking on wood?
Nothing's ever happened to come out about Keanu Reeves. It's only...
Not that I've heard, yeah.
Just you always hear great things or whatever.
Do people think he's really like John Wick and he can fight?
Yeah, maybe. Probably can, though.
No, I'm good.
Well, no, because you got to separate, but Hulk Hogan...
Yeah,
but not anymore.
Awesome.
It's too late now.
He's dead now.
Well, I mean, he ruined it being
The Rock, of course,
person.
Made the list.
But The Rock can't lose. So he'll have to be the option for forever.
I'm getting a lot of hate for my Moana hate.
Too bad. It was stupid. He looks stupid.
But has anybody watched the movie or is it not out yet? Is it not out?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I just want to report back. And I know that he looks stupid, and I know for all of you DMing me, he's supposed to look stupid, but he looks stupider than he's supposed
to
look.
No, he's supposed to look cartoonish in comparison to himself because the guy is like big-chested and, you know, weird-shaped. He's not supposed to have fake brown Fabio hair.
Yeah, and I know that's kind of what all your arguments towards me, and I see them, I read them, is that... That's what the character looks like. Yes, but no.
It's not. It needed to be look more like Samoan and less like long brown Fabio hair.
Yeah, it's funny. It's weird. Cousin Jay says Ray Stevens, and finally we can agree on something.
Jeez. Oh, yeah, okay. Stone Cold? Stone Cold Steve Austin?
What?
Steve?
What?
Austin?
Cold Steve?
Cold Steve?
You know what? I wouldn't mind that.
All right?
I wouldn't mind that.
No, not bad.
What?
Because I don't really know.
Because he kind of appeals to a lot of people. He's got that, like, southern Texas rattlesnake. Yep. But also, I like him up here because he's kicking ass.
Give me a beer.
Give me another beer.
What?
Get yourself ready for the big, long weekend. Kicking off tonight with Cocoa Puffs.
What?
All he's lighting all of his pre-rolls with sparklers and firecrackers tonight.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Well, we'll just have some fun. I don't try not to plan anything.
Don't plan anything.
Because it's more fun to just keep going and whatever pops up, then we go.
If he smoked out of a rotisserie chicken, tonight he'll smoke
I didn't even really think of that. What could I try to grab?
A large firework of some kind. Well, you have those things in this other studio.
Well, that's just
your
for
glow necklaces.
Yeah, just for hanging out. Yeah. I don't smoke that.
Yeah.
But like, a watermelon doesn't impress me.
Mm-hmm. That don't impress me much.
That one's because it's like a pumpkin. Listen, I know how to do it.
You do your show. Yeah. You have a good time. Go watch soccer.
But
that's all you got
to
worry about.
But it's fun to try to think of things to do that. Because I follow a woman that does that type of stuff.
Smokes out of weird things.
It was like PB Jazz or something.
Cool, nice.
But it's she's very fun, and I try to take a little inspiration from her with stuff, but she'll smoke out of anything because it's not that hard.
No, what you gotta do, make a little tunnel.
But it is really funny, but I can't. I just can't really think of what would be. Oh, we'll see.
We put a firecracker in Cody's bong. He's going to lay it up and blow it out in Phil's ass.
He thinks his bong is that. He thinks his bong's not a Roman candle. He thinks his bong's not a Roman candle.
He's going to light his bong. It's going to be a Roman candle. Rob himself is going to kick the door down as soon as he lights it.
I'm going to put an M80 in his jack strap.
World Cup fans from around the globe are reporting rave reviews around our cities, our major cities. They love our cities.
I have read things that it's going very well.
And again, to disparage whatever rumors you've been told about New York City, New York has been picked the friendliest city by foreigners. They say New York's been very friendly when they're in there.
Well, other than the pee.
Besides the pee, yeah. Oh my God, I can't imagine what it smells like these last couple of days.
Well, I imagine that would make sense because it's such an eclectic mix of cultures that
very friendly.
You're going to find your area and be able to mingle with people very much like yourself.
You'll find
that's
your
probably
people.
Very nice.
You can literally eat from every country in New York City. Just find a restaurant that you like.
Oh, there's been some fun stuff. Like I didn't know that like they kind of made it. So they even though the Iranian team had some troubles that we learned, but I guess I didn't know that like LA in that area has the most concentrated area of like Iranian nationals or whatever it's called.
They do?
In all of United States. I was that's cool. They went there. And
that's cool.
Other than the way maybe FIFA treated them.
It's almost like our country's supposed to be a melting pot, but what do I know?
Weird.
They say that's a shocker that New York is the nicest. That one doesn't shock me. Mm. Number two shocks me, Boston. Boston is not a very nice city.
Well, they also hosted the whitest team possible.
Did they?
With Scotland.
Yeah, Boston is not a very nice city to visit.
Everyone was having fun with it, so I didn't want to be Debbie Downer of it's kind of just a bunch of slow white guys. They're gonna get knocked out immediately. And
did they?
Yeah. And they sent them there because let's just find some people that Boston people won't be angry at because they ain't the same colors.
And it's the shortest flight, probably. Right. All right, they're gonna be out of here quick.
But everyone's having fun with it, and I liked how much everyone got back to the team.
Number three is Philadelphia. These are the nicest cities according to World Cup travelers.
I'm checked out.
You don't like Philly?
It's the
city
the
of brotherly
people
love
that exist.
Philly. Oh, well, you're thinking of sports fans.
That's what we're talking about.
Don't allow. I guess you're right.
And they carry it over year round.
That is true.
With their miserable attitudes and
don't
their
allow one
stupid accent.
I was gonna say
no.
Don't allow the one fans.
Oh no. It's
represent everybody, but I think you're right. Philly is all of that.
Go to any sports countdown ever of most angrier, hated sports fans. You might get some Raider action in there, but it's going to be Philadelphia.
Yeah.
They booed Santa. They threw snowballs at Santa. They threw batteries at Santa. Michael Irvin broke his neck. They cheered. Those are just like real quick.
I know. Look how quick he got those. See, that's the benefit of me not being a sports fan. Because when you say Philly to me, I think Jazzy Jeff. I think the Roots. I think Jill Scott. I think the music of Philly.
The Phillies win championships. The Eagles win championships. And their fans are still just miserable pricks.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Seattle. I'll find out this summer. Here in a couple weeks, I'm heading out to Seattle.
There you go.
And then Atlanta. Have you been to Atlanta?
Only real quick in the airport for layover stuff. I wish for a long time.
I've never visited.
No, never been there.
Mm-hmm. Fox says he wants to visit Maine. Khan says he loves it up there.
Maine's
in Maine.
Nice.
I've never been to Maine. That's the state I gotta get to.
Yep, Maine's nice.
Play a little football for your gaming stream presented by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan. We will get into your 90s and 9. But first, before we do any of that,
a week from tomorrow,
K-Rock welcomes Weird Al Yankovic. Yeah, it's a week and a day away, guys.
Oh, wow.
Next Friday at the Empower Federal Credit Union Amphitheater at Lakeview, Bigger and Weirder 2026 Live Nation presents Weird Al Yankovic, and I have tickets for you right now. 424 Rock. I'm going to dump these off because we aren't even here tomorrow. I'm going to dump these off.
I like Weird Al, my friend.
424 Rock, 315-424 Rock. Caller 8 will be my first winner. I'm going to go through all of these until they're gone, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So keep trying, 424-ROCK, 315-424-7625. You are going to go see Weird Al next Friday at the Amphitheater in Syracuse. Radio, you get the 90s at 9, kicking it off with some Third Eye Blind.
Sweet.
It's K-Rock.